the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Your coffee would never get cold. Your flight would always be on time. And your mattress would always respond to you and your unique sleep needs. Sleep Number mattresses are designed to respond to your body and shift with your changing life, helping you fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
This week on Radio Labyrinth, we talk about Dungeon Crawler Carl, a casting idea from an actor we all know and love very well who wants to play Mordecai. Elon Musk wants to take on the woke and produce an AI version of The Odyssey. Look, the movie just came out by Christopher Nolan. It's doing very well. Avengers Doomsday, we talk about the trailer. RoboCop, rebooted yet again, a new series on Amazon Prime. Second Family Guy spinoff, Stewie, is cast and ready to go next year. We'll tell you about that. And also, views or snooze, and anything else that just happens to fall out of the labyrinth. Seth Green wants to join the Dungeon Crawler Carl live action series and says he would make a very good Mordecai. I kind of agree with that. I think Seth Green is very funny, and I would love it if he had that character, right? Don't you think so? Or are you guys firmly in that Jeff Hayes has to do the voice of the Mordecai and everybody else?
No, I think Jeff Hayes has to do the AI and Princess Donut, but everybody else could be recast.
Yeah. I feel the same. And I think Seth Green could pull off Mordecai very easily. He does.
Yeah.
He'd be good with the different characters, you know, every time, but keeping the same, you know, character going. I think there's going to be a lot of people like that over the next, you know, as casting starts hitting Hollywood for this. I think there's going to be a lot of different faces going after these parts. And hopefully it's Patrick not Warburton's, just Family Guy people.
Patrick Warburton's son seems he's going hard.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God. How old is he? I keep forgetting that Patrick Warburton's like 70.
Well, he's got, I mean, he's late 20s, early 30s.
Yeah.
And is he an actor?
I mean, he's an up and coming actor.
Let's see. There's a video of him doing God Damn It Donut here on Instagram.
God Damn It Donut. So I filmed the.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, it's suitable. You can do it. I vote for him. So, there's a lot of people, though, they have to cast. Tons and tons of people. You know, obviously, do you think that they're going to have Miss Beatrice be a larger character in the show than they will than she is in the books? Because she's just very small in the book.
Yeah, I don't. And unless they're really doing a major rewrite, I don't see how she could be more of a. Unless it's the very beginning, like you get to establish her and their relationship maybe a little more before the collapse. But I mean, other than the game show. Or the talk show moment? No, I definitely right. I don't think they'll go into it. Well,
who you have to cast right off the bat? You got to have you gotta have
Carl, Donut, and Mordecai.
Yeah, but you got to have Zev.
Yeah.
She's the book one, correct?
She's the first one that they meet outside of the base group, yeah.
Right. And then what's the name of the host? The first host that they deal with. She was Mordecai's manager. Odette,
yeah.
So those two, and then, of course, some of the other people that they encounter, Lucia Marr. Oh, man, there's a ton of people that they have to have in there right away.
Yeah.
All the old folks.
Yeah.
Chris, Lena, all of them. So I'm listening to them again right now. I'm almost done with book two. Seth Green says he's hoping fans will start a grassroots campaign to convince the producers. Is there a place where people are talking about the movie? I guess Reddit would probably be the best place.
Facebook groups I'm in a couple of them, and it's all they're talking about is, I mean, it's gotten to the point where the moderators have had to move threads for casting, you know, to pinned so people don't just flood the timeline with them because it's constantly just people suggesting actors and. It's being talked about. We need to throw a line out to Jeff and Matt.
Yeah, I'm going to reach out to them in August.
For Dragon Con, yeah. Because I got a feeling it's going to be even bigger than last year for them.
Yeah. They're doing Dragon Con, but I think they're also doing the book thing.
in September. Yeah.
Yeah. We'd love to have them back on. Definitely. The new book was great.
Yeah. Now that we've all read the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd like to talk to him and, you know, see if we could actually get something out of Matt. I read the intro for 9.
Oh, where is it?
It's on his Patreon. I'm on there.
How much is his Patreon?
It's $5.
That's it? And you get stuff?
Yeah, it's $5 and you get, you get to vote on things that happen in the book. Like when he comes up against a wall for a decision, he puts it over to Patreon. And, you know, that's how Donut got the car seat in the last one because he put it up for a vote. It was between that and like all these different things that the vehicle would do.
Right.
And people pick the car seat.
We should do something.
You can read the whole book before it's published, too.
Yeah, as he puts out like 2 or 3 chapters like every couple of weeks.
I want to thank our guest again, our guest from last week, the author Alex Grass. I hope you guys took some time to check out that book. There's some scary stuff in that short story book, and it was good. I enjoyed it. I don't know if we talked about this, but the story's been out there for a while. There is a confirmed Family Guy spinoff. It's a show that's just featuring Stewie at a pre-K or something with the whole cast and everything. Did you guys check that out?
No, I haven't heard about that.
I looked at some of the stories, and one of the original stories, it was out in March or May of this year. So would you watch another Family Guy spinoff? Now, I liked the first season or two of the Cleveland Show, but it fell off for me. I didn't stick with it. Let's see.
I'd watch it. I mean, I'd watch a Stewie show. I mean, they're really kind of like the Simpsons. You've got endless in South Park. You know, they pull pop culture, current pop culture, in so much that I don't think they'd have trouble coming up with story ideas and stuff. And if it's the same humor, I mean, Stewie's most of the time the funniest person on there anyway.
Yeah. Well, here's what it is. All right. Seth MacFarlane will continue voicing Stewie, of course. The spinoff will feature Mike Henry from Family Guy as BJ, Kenan Thompson as Royal, Vanessa Bayer as Teacher Morgan, Melissa O'Neill as Wanda, Jessica Lowe as Caroline, and Aaron Lee as the Turtle Skunk. I guess Kenan Thompson's character is described as one of Stewie's new friends, who's got a hell no attitude about the hazards of Stewie's adventures, and Bayer's Morgan is teaching Stewie's class. And this, by the way, comes from Screen Rant. I want to give them credit. I'm reading their stuff. We didn't research any of this. And Fox has picked up Stewie for 2 seasons. So it's going to be 2 years guaranteed, and the spinoff will air during the 27-28 TV season. So next year. In the meantime, Family Guy season 25 will premiere sometime in 2027, and their other shows will come back. The Simpsons, American Dad, Bob's Burgers, Grimsburg, and Krapopolis. Right. Here's something I don't think we need. RoboCop is getting another reboot, and this is a series coming to Prime Video. Let me get this gum out. Nobody wants to hear me chomping.
I'd watch a series if the RoboCop was cool. Never going to be as cool as Peter Weller, though.
No, it can't be. Well, and why bother remaking it? It's Amazon, MGM Studios, Lodge 49 creator Peter Ocko. That's cool, I guess. James Wan is producing through Atomic Monster. The original RoboCop co-writer Ed Neumeier is also on board as an executive producer. The series sticks with the classic premise. So you got to give it a chance, right? If you're a fan of the original movie, you got to give it a chance. Are there young people who have discovered this movie, or is this just going to all be Gen X and up? You know,
no. There's a whole new generation that have found RoboCop and you know, look at it kind of like Gen X looks at it. The younger generation now actually gets Verhoeven's movies like they were intended as satire.
Yeah.
And when we were growing up, people just took them as straightforward and didn't, you know, I mean, I guess they did a little more with RoboCop, but like Starship Troopers, no, they didn't get that it was what it was talking about.
Right.
And this is the second, this would be a reboot, not of the movie series. This is a reboot of that original 1994 RoboCop TV series that came out for one season.
Okay. The only RoboCop stuff I've liked are the first two movies. The first one is great. And then the second one's awesome because I love that the second robot that was made, and I like that nuke, that whole nuke
drug.
Yeah, that whole universe that they made. I really dug that. But yeah, I guess if you like that, it might be worth watching. But again, you can't top Peter Weller, and who else is in, you know, the dad from, you know, that 70s show. I always forget his name.
Oh, play Clarence.
Yeah. Clarence Boniger. Come on, Sal.
Come on, Sal. The Tigers are playing tonight. I never miss a game. Bitches leave.
You fly, Bobby.
Kurtwood Smith.
Yeah. Kurtwood Smith. And then is that Miguel Ferrer? He was in a ton of stuff. That actor, he's passed away. The last thing he did was Twin Peaks.
Oh yeah,
Return. Yeah. The Odyssey has made $21 million just yesterday on Tuesday. It made $21 million. It's huge. It's going to overtake The Dark Knight as far as Christopher Nolan. The second weekend that it's open, it's just going to totally top it. A lot of people absolutely love it. I've only met one person that doesn't like it. And, you know, I'll watch it when it streams. Have either of you seen it?
No.
No, I want to see it. But, I mean, trying to find a theater, especially here, that carries the 70mm IMAX, which is what if I was going to see it in a theater, that'd be what I would do. But right. Yeah, I think the tickets are like a month out.
Yeah.
Already. So, it's cool. You know, all these people that they, you know, all the brosphere went after when this came out, all of those characters have like a combined total of about 6 minutes of screen time.
Right.
So it's like it's no more than a passing cameo for most of those things, and not pertinent to the story that he's telling. So.
Right. I might have trouble with modern dialogue in it, but I don't. I mean, a movie's a movie. I mean, if it's cool and the story's good, and of course it's Nolan, how is that going to be terrible? It's something you're going to want to watch. I'll probably watch it on TV like I watch everything else on TV. But, you know, this whole woke thing, I have read enough reviews from people, and even people who, you know, don't like the woke, whatever that means, who said it's a great film. And, but I don't know. Elon Musk says he wants to make a historically accurate. First of all, I don't think it's historically accurate at all, the story. But he wants to make one using AI. And he also said he would give Mel Gibson $100 million to direct a film. I don't know if Mel Gibson will be interested in that. It seems like a huge endeavor. You have to find the locations. And I think if you're going to do it, just do AI. And then nobody will like it. And people end up hating you even more because you made a movie with AI that nobody asked for.
When you, especially him, when he's, you know, you have the richest guy in the world who still wants to take money out of the industry's pocket by not using people.
Well, he's just mad because
it's successful and he didn't want it to be.
No, I don't think Musk cares about that. I think what he cares about is that Elliot Page is in it and Elon Musk's offspring is trans. One of his offspring is trans and no longer likes him. And so he hates that. And
it's just projection.
Yeah. Yeah. Because he has a son who's transitioned to a daughter, or a male to a female, and no longer likes him. Of course, who knows what you can believe these days, but it's a dumb idea. No one's asking for this, Elon. You're going to make it and you're going to waste money just like you wasted on X. Radio Labyrinth is also brought to you by the Punchline Comedy Club in Sandy Springs, Georgia. Tucked inside the legendary Landmark Diner, the Punchline is Atlanta's longest-running premier comedy nightclub. Get yourself a nice meal, have a couple of drinks, make sure you tip your wait staff. And satisfy any cravings you have while you are laughing. The 24th through the 26th, which is this weekend, Samuel J. Camrell. On the 29th, you got Brian Moot, who's very funny. July 30th, you got Fumi Abe. July 31st through August 2nd, you got Heather Shaw. She's the comedian who's a viral sensation. She looks like Jim Carrey. She's very, very funny. August 5th, you got Jay Lawrence. And coming up also soon, Carlos Mencia. If you want tickets and you're a Patreon member, just send me a message and we'll hook you up. You don't have to do it on Patreon. You can just send it directly to me. Most of you are following me. For tickets and information, go to punchline.com. Com. You guys put Avengers Doomsday in there, and I watched the trailer. It's the first Avengers movie since Endgame, and it looks as confusing as hell. So you got the main MCU universe, the Fantastic Four universe, the X-Men universe as a reality. And then, of course, Doctor Doom, played by Iron Man, facing heroes who have never met to unite against him, I guess. Anyway, I don't know. I'm not interested in it at all. The trailer's done really well, though. 503 million views in one day, trumping Spider-Man Brand New Day.
Yeah,
but I'm no interest in it. I was watching it going, who the fuck are these people? I don't understand.
That's the thing. If you've followed since Endgame, followed the TV shows and and you know all the movies that have come out, it seems like the MCU kind of scattered with the Fantastic Four and trying to bring in even with Deadpool and Wolverine, which had a large portion of the exposition on how this is going to work is in that movie.
Right.
I followed it, but barely. I mean, only I was like, wow, I'm glad I watched Loki, because if you hadn't watched Loki, it wouldn't make any sense.
It looks like Gambit is in this, who I like, but I don't know. I'm not interested, you know, because to juxtapose superheroes, the trailer for Clayface to me looked way more interesting. Like something that I don't know an awful lot about this character. This is James Watkins. Tom Rhys-Harries is Clayface. And he's basically this good-looking actor who gets beat up and disfigured by the mob in Gotham City. And a doctor gives him an experimental treatment, which turns him into Clayface. But it just looks like I've liked what DC has done a lot more than what Marvel has done. And I know that people are crapping all over the Supergirl movie, but anybody I know who has seen it has liked it. So I don't know where all the hate's coming from or why people think it's such a bad movie. You guys saw it, right?
Yeah.
It's just the same regurgitated complaints from the same group of people.
But why did it fail? Because it's a female? Is that why?
Because
it's not the acting, it's not the directing, it's not the... I mean, it looks good, it's visually pleasing. I don't understand why people hate it. I mean, I have to wait until it's streaming to watch it, but I will. I'm looking forward to Green Lantern Corps. Doesn't that start this year?
Yeah, in the fall.
Yeah. I want to watch that. That, to me, sounds interesting. And again, I want to see this Clayface. I hope that they come back someday with the Penguin. That show was great. And hopefully they'll have that Batman movie done before I'm dead. Hey, it's your former president, George W. Bush. Atlanta Pizza and Euro is a family-owned, and I love that, restaurant in Conyers. And they've been serving the East Metro since 1983. They offer the best Greek and Italian specialties made fresh to order. Open Monday through Friday from 11 to 9, Saturdays from 12 to 9, and of course they're closed on Sundays so you can go fishing with your family. Because I believe that the man and fish can coexist peacefully, and you should be able to put food on your family. They also got a food truck, so if you're interested in booking a food truck for a corporate or private event, please contact Mike at 770-483-6228. Thanks for listening to Radio Labyrinth and for all your continued support. Do you have commercial or residential construction printing needs? Sure, we all do. Well, what are you waiting for? Contact LDI Repro Printing of Athens. They've been in Athens, Georgia since 2005. With fast turnaround and affordable prices, call 706-316-9366 or email them at athens@ldiline.com.
Is views
or
and snooze.
We ready to do some views or snooze, Jeff?
Last week was The Hawk, new season of King of the Hill, and they fight. Like I said, I watched a couple episodes of The Hawk. I'm going to keep watching it. Not for Will Ferrell, but just for the rest of the cast. Keith David was in the first two.
Yeah.
I like him.
Did he get the twig over the berries?
Yeah.
What was that line? How'd you get the, you know, over the, how is King of the Hill? I don't have Hulu anymore. I can't watch it.
What?
Oh, I got rid of Hulu a couple weeks ago.
What?
Well, I can't have all of them.
What?
That's right.
What?
I got a kid.
Get Disney.
Yeah.
You mean get Disney? We don't have Disney.
If you get Disney, you get both.
You do?
Disney, yeah. And Hulu. Yeah.
And HBO Max.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to look into that. And if it's a comparable rate, I'll, you know, get rid of it all. So I can watch King of the Hill. All right. What do you got this week?
This week, Stuart fails to save the universe. This is the spinoff of The Big Bang Theory with Brian Posehn and the dude that ran the comic book store. And Lauren Lapkus from Comedy Bang Bang.
Who's Stuart Bloom? Was he a character on the show?
Yeah, he owned the comic book shop.
He was the owner of the comic book store.
Okay, and who played him on the TV show?
I forget what the guy's name is.
Kevin Sussman?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. I know who that actor is.
Yeah. This looks pretty funny, though.
Stuart, it looks like Good Luck, Have Fun, Don't Die, the series.
Yeah.
Is what it looks like.
And it's like a multiverse that, and every week can be a different genre, kind of.
Yeah.
You watch it without having watched that sitcom?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure you could.
Okay.
Star Trek Strange New World Season 4 starts on the 23rd. Season 4 of 5.
Would they have all these in the can before they canceled everything?
No, but they said that the Season 5 would be the final season.
Yeah. Okay. I will be watching this.
Yeah.
I did a 180 on this show because...
Yeah, this is the best of all the new Star Trek.
It's so good. It's like what... It's like if they came out with Star Trek today,
yeah,
what it would be like. And it's just as good. I mean, the storylines are great. The special effects are amazing. And it's funny.
Does it have a feel of the original show?
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially the captain. He's very, yeah, like cocky, like Kirk.
Captain Pike.
Yeah, Captain Pike.
It's Pike. So this stuff all takes place before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you see Uhura. It's her first assignment.
Huh. All right. Maybe I'll watch it.
It's the best of all the new Star Treks, if you ask me.
Is there, yeah, a lot of lens, sure, flares in it? No, I'll watch it. I'll give it a shot. I need something new to watch. I'm still watching Game of House of the Dragon, but I haven't finished the most recent episode. What's this last show, Jeff?
Yeah, 70? It's a movie, a new Kevin Hart movie on Netflix.
Okay.
It's based on a true story, and this is made by the guys that made the Cobra Kai.
Uh-huh.
It's based on a true story about a guy that got accidentally invited to a bachelor party of all these 20-something dudes.
Oh,
and he,
cool,
ends up going to the bachelor party.
Huh. All right.
It looks pretty funny.
Right on. Thank you, sir. All right. You guys want to do some staff picks? Oh, by the way, Lizzie is not here today. She didn't, you know, quit or get fired or anything. She's on vacation. I hope she's enjoying her vacation.
She's at the beach.
She's at the beach.
Yeah.
She lives by the beach.
I could, you know, stop doing what I do. I mean, I put on YouTube. Here's the thing. I'm not smoking all night long, so I'm not sitting outside chain smoking cigarettes all night long or all morning long. But I'm still watching YouTube. And I've been watching a lot of Dan Soder stuff. I watched that episode he did with Will Sasso where they went back and, you know, his podcast.
Yeah. That was good.
They did all that wrestling. And I just started getting into the wrestling shit again. And I've been watching these old matches. And I watched a documentary the other night about the AWA, which was Vern Gagne's league. So I get sucked into that instead of doom scrolling and stuff. I'm just watching shit. And, of course, watching what Gilbert watches, which is mostly now, what is his current obsession now, is Vlad Nikki. You guys know what Vlad and Nikki?
No.
Well, they're multimillionaire kids. Their parents are, at least. I think they're the fifth most popular channel on YouTube. Their parents are from Russia, and they moved to the United States. So they live in Florida, and sometimes they live in Dubai. Although I imagine they're...
Oh, these are live action, real people?
Oh, yeah. And they're not. He still likes the car violence stuff, but he really likes Vlad and Nikki. And then he'll go, could we get what they have? And I go, no, we can't get that. You get to work on making these videos.
But I want caviar.
Yeah. Vlad and Nikki.
I didn't really have one, but I enjoyed the everything on the menu with Braun Strowman this week.
Oh, how was that?
Had Sal Vulcano on.
Yeah, oh, interview.
Okay. Yeah.
In the podcast. No, it wasn't the podcast. It was the first week of the Sunday show with George Clark.
Yeah, I started watching that show. It's pretty good.
I did watch one episode of it. I like him. How's Alone been?
Alone's good.
Yeah, where are they this time?
They're up in the Arctic Circle, so it's getting cold.
Okay.
But like some people quit real fast.
Is it that cold?
No, it didn't even start getting cold yet. They just pussied out. Like one guy built this great shelter, and he's like, that's it, I'm done.
I built a shelter, now I'm going to leave.
Yep.
That happens a lot.
Yeah.
The building the shelter is like the goal they have in their mind, and once they reach it, they don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. How about you?
Everybody blames their family. I want to go home to my wife and kids.
Yeah.
I miss my kids. The show's called Alone, dipshit. What did you expect?
Yeah. I mean, if you have kids, why would you even bother?
Right.
Yeah. This week I got a 4K edition came out of The Brothers Grimm, which is a Terry Gilliam movie.
Right.
Heath Ledger, Matt Damon, Monica Bellucci. Great movie. I always liked it. It's kind of the story of the Brothers Grimm, and through the course of the movie and the adventure they go on, you see where they got all the ideas for the stories that they write later.
Right.
But well acted. I mean, it's a Terry Gilliam movie, but it's like a packed cast. And it, you know, if you like fantasy and comedy, it's a good one. But yeah, Brothers Grimm.
Brothers Grimm, right on. Oh, I've been watching all these videos of Jason Alexander apologizing to Courtney Stodden for a Funnier Die sketch and laughing at him for doing that. Anyway,
how long ago was that?
It was a long
She was 17 in the video, so it's probably been 20 years.
Yeah.
And married to a real douchebag that was much older than she was.
Yeah.
Percy.
Yeah, and kind of got her to do these videos. So I get it and everything, but come on, you shouldn't have to apologize. I
Dr. Drew didn't apologize.
Dr. Who?
Dr. Drew.
For what?
He did a video where he tested to see if she had implants.
Oh, well, he's a doctor.
Yeah, but also nobody, I mean, yeah, apologize if that's what you feel you need to do, but it doesn't need to be a public apology.
Right.
Well, yeah, it does. You have to bend the knee. You gotta bend the knee, my friend.
The day I bend a knee to Courtney Stodden is the day your career is over.
Yes. Hey, I was gonna ask you this earlier, Dustin. Have you talked to your brother, or have either of you listened to Foreign Tongues by the Rolling Stones?
Yeah, I listened to it. I liked it.
I thought
it was good.
I'm liking your brother's TikTok videos about his paintings.
Yeah, he's been doing these videos where he kind of describes what went into the painting and what it's about to him. And he's made a whole little series of them.
He's given away one of his paintings and he says, where would you hang it? And all these people are saying, I'll hang it in my living room or I'll hang it in the bathroom. I said the Louvre.
The Louvre.
I guess he didn't think that was very funny.
But yeah, he was trying to drum up. I think he's trying to drum up some sales of his prints.
Yeah,
for a lot of the stuff, but he's doing good. I mean, it garnered a ton of views. So,
well, here is mine, and then I'll let you all go. My staff pick is very self-serving. If you like sketch comedy, the sketch comedy show "My Dead Cat Rhonda" by Ovations Theater is taking place at Stage Door Theater in Dunwoody, and you can go to ovationstheater.com to find out more and get tickets. These folks who put it together are very talented, very funny. There's a whole bunch of sketches. It's a two-act show. I'm in the final sketch of the first act, and then there's some walk-on stuff I'm doing in the second set. Nominally doing an impersonation of Donald Trump and then another impersonation of Joe Biden. Anyway, the by the time this comes out, there's two shows left on July 31st and August 1st. So if you live in or near Atlanta and you want to go, there are two shows, again, Friday, July 31st and Saturday, August 1st at Ovations, at Stage Door Theater in Dunwoody.
And if these do good, will they do more?
Yeah, the director, Kelly, would like to do a show every month. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to be allowed to get out all that much because it's a lot of commitment and a lot of work. And, you know, we don't have the babysitters and stuff to take care of everything. But I would love to do writing and stuff. And you know, if they need more old guy characters, I'd be happy to do that. But anyway, it's been a blast. And I hope I don't fuck it up.
You won't.
I know Eric Von Hessler and Shelley Winter are going to the first show this weekend, so we'll see how that goes, which is tonight. So if you're in the area and you want to go, come tonight on the 25th. If you want to become a Patreon member, just go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews. It's $5 a month. Remember to like and rate and review and do all that stuff, and especially on YouTube. We love your... Just leave comments. You can even write the word comment, but it helps.
No, you can't because you're copying me.
Or you could write, I'm not copying Jeff, but comment. But just, you know, interact with us. We love it. And plus it helps the algorithm and it helps push us out and helps new people discover us. And that's what we're trying to get to here after 10 friggin' years. We want some people watching the damn show.
Somebody said that they were trying to watch the podcast on their phone. Mm-hmm. And that there was no option for a thumbs up. There was only the thumbs down option on their phone.
Really?
That's weird.
That's what I said. I said, that's weird. Yeah. And then I looked at it on my phone and it was there.
Yeah.
So I don't know what kind of phone they have, Android or something, but maybe it's one of those deals where you got to push it and then it'll give you options. Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Yeah.
Love or whatever.
Well, we haven't been getting thumbs down, so.
Yeah.
So obviously they're not pushing it either way.
Well, then YouTube has these, what is it, Sparks now?
It's not Sparks. What's it called? No, it's
Hype.
Hype, yeah.
Are we getting that yet?
We haven't, but they're also very particular about what videos they'll put a hype option on.
I think you gotta, it's mostly live videos, right? Or stuff that you set to premiere at a certain time.
Yeah, I don't ever set ours to premiere.
If you want to see us do a live video, comment in the thread here below this video and say, hey, do a live video, jerks. Not you, us. All right. Well, unless you guys have something else you want to...
No, I'll work on Billy for next week if we can get him. Billy West.
Yeah, we'd love to have him. And then we're going to
get Matt and Jeff back for Dragon Con.
Are we going to get Casper on for his movie?
Casper's coming the first week of August. So,
okay, cool.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Keep it canon.
Keep it canon.
They say all good things come to an end.
What's that got to do with this show?
Lost in the rain.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Your coffee would never get cold. Your flight would always be on time. And your mattress would always respond to you and your unique sleep needs. Sleep Number mattresses are designed to respond to your body and shift with your changing life, helping you fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number. To a good life's sleep.